From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S. Congress has approved a joint resolution that urges President Donald Trump to speak out against hate groups that support racism, extremism, anti-Semitism, and white supremacy. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the resolution Tuesday, just one day after the Senate gave its approval. The measure now goes to Mr. Trump's desk, who was criticized for his response to violence at a white nationalist rally last month in Charlottesville, Virginia. The resolution says Congress, quote, rejects white nationalism, white supremacy, and neo-Nazism as hateful expressions of intolerance that are contradictory to the values that define the people of the United States. Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, has canceled plans to attend this month's United Nations General Assembly, this amid rising international criticism of her handling of the violence in western Myanmar. That violence has forced as many as 400,000 ethnic Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border into Bangladesh. Government spokesman Za Tay said Wednesday that the Nobel Peace Prize laureate will remain in Myanmar to deal with the ongoing security situation. The UN Security Council is scheduled to hold an urgent meeting today on violence in Rakhine State. U.S. President Donald Trump is hosting Malaysia's scandal-tainted Prime Minister Najib Razak and praising his country's investment in the United States and in the fight against terrorism. Mr. Trump said on Tuesday that he and Najib were working on a very large trade deal, including $10 to $20 billion worth of Boeing commercial aircraft and engines. This is VOA.